Oh yeah, we're doing this.
Hi guys, this is Andrea with The Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day or night, whatever time of the day you are listening or watching this podcast episode at. Today we have a very special guest, Mrs. Jasmine Habib.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Thank you for joining us today. You guys know the title of this podcast is something that is near and dear to my heart, and it falls in line deeply with the Andrea Effect's message of mindset, of working through things. So self-sabotage, that is, yeah. That's such a wide subject, right? We can go a lot of different ways with that.
Yeah,
so we're gonna dive into that today. She's an amazing mental health professional. I'm gonna give you a little background about her. Mrs. Jasmine Habib is a mental health professional counselor. Jasmine owns and operates Clarity Therapy at claritytherapytex.com. And as a mental health professional, she brings a unique experience to her practice. She's a DFW native, and she is her specialties are somatic therapy, guiding her clients in a transformative journey towards rediscovering their authentic selves and fostering a deep mind-body connection with a compassionate and holistic approach. Her process empowers you and clients to explore profound wisdom. She draws in from her expertise in somatic work, and it brings a lot of different techniques, mindful practices that are proven and bring a presence and help clients really release a lot of the emotional blockages. So that's one of her expertise amongst many others, right? Specialized with trauma work and a lot of these other factors. And so going into that, she's able to guide you mind, body, and soul and help you grow. So these are just one of the many reasons that we have her on here today. So thank you so much for
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for all the work you do and just making people feel comfortable when they go through such an uncomfortable process like what therapy is, right?
So
self-sabotage, I started to look into it. I didn't even know what it was, but I definitely knew that I did it. And you don't know what you don't know, so awareness is key.
Exactly.
In my opinion. What is self-sabotage in clinical terms, and then kind of in layman's terms, what would that be?
So in clinical terms, self-sabotage is really just choosing actions, having behaviors that go against uplifting you, like going against your goals, going against, the betterment of society, going against, maybe it's those core beliefs. We call it like a cognitive distortion. In layman's terms, self-sabotage for me is just insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, hoping to get a different result, and just kind of spinning your wheels in the mud, like you're just staying in the same place.
Yeah. And I said, it feels like you take a step forward, you take two steps back. So if you see yourself doing something like that, or, you hear, someone say, why are you always in the loop? Or, jokingly, I know there's always something going on with you.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's frustrating for the person living through it. So like I said, awareness is key.
Right.
And we don't really discuss this over lunch or with friends, and certainly not with family, right? It's very rare.
Yeah, although they all see it. Like everyone, all the third parties can see the cycle that's happening. And that's kind of the hard part. So the way that I approach self-sabotage, because there's so many different ways that you can look at it, is more so of a little bit of like generational DNA, like what you inherited.
For sure.
And also, your nervous system. So like basically our bodies are designed to keep us safe. Like we are all looking for survival.
For sure.
And if we get into this cycle that is not healthy for us, but we are safe, our body's safe, our brain's safe, we survived whatever happened, then it writes this code in our mind. It writes this narrative that, we can continue to drink alcohol excessively. We can continue to drive erratic and we will survive. And so even if it's not good for you, your body and your mind is just like, but we survived. So yeah. Why not do it?
But did you die?
Yeah, but right? Did you die?
Did you die? Yeah, that yeah. makes sense. Were yeah. you following me this morning? Because I was getting a little red. Yeah,
no,
I wasn't. We're going. Well, Texas speed is very different. I got to tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Arizona, like everyone's in here, it is. You just got to get there. It's yes. very fast. I love
yes.
it here.
Yes.
But, you know, joking aside, I think, I wouldn't say conformista. You're not, you know, just conforming with what you have, but you don't know what you don't know,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And so if he did it and she did it, well, that should be fine for me. Or if I follow these steps, that should be fine for me. And then you find yourself, you know, unhappy, wanting more.
Right.
But it's just a comfort zone, would
right.
you? I mean.
Yeah.
It's.
You hit it right on the nail, on the head, because a lot of people come to me and they're just like, I just want, just tell me what I need to do. Like, tell me all yeah. those tips and tricks.
Yes.
And I'm like, I can give you my entire playbook.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it won't work for you.
Yeah.
Because it took so much unique decision making mm-hmm. to make a person.
Correct.
And so the reason why one person will self-sabotage is a whole nother reason mm-hmm. why another person is self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how deep you want to go, but
if
we talk about addicts,
yeah.
right? The one reason why someone will choose to shoot up yeah. any kind of drug
yeah.
is a totally different reason why another person would.
Correct.
You don't think
it all boils down to like lack of worthiness?
Surprisingly not.
Really?
Yeah. In the work that I do, and even research out there will show that there are different contributing factors to why people do the things that they do. Mm-hmm. And so there is a little bit of self-worthiness, but for some cases, like the teens that I've worked with who are experimenting with all these different drugs, a lot of it has to do with their autonomy. So they don't get choice or control in their life. But when they go hang out with friends away from caregivers, parents, yeah. whoever, they get to choose. They get mm-hmm. to experiment with their life. And as an adult, you know, as a therapist, a mental health worker, I'm like, okay. I'm like, that is not, you know, you don't, I don't want you to make those choices. And also I understand, okay, yeah. that's a contributing factor.
Yeah.
For others, it's wanting that love. And so when some are taking part in these drugs, mm-hmm. they're getting a sense of connection and community with the people that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe somewhere in there is self-worth, there is that value, and also there's all these different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the first plate that was served to them, or the most accessible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
And once you get caught in those things, it's really, really hard to get out. So if you guys mm-hmm. are in that, this is by no means bashing you. You know,
yeah.
get the help. And no matter how far you've gone down that road, there's always a way out when you're ready. So there's a lot of resources
right.
out there for people.
Yeah, there's so, and of course, not medical advice, not encouraging
this is not
anyone.
Please be sure to contact.
Yes.
We got a waiver in the in the description.
Yeah, and also don't go out there and try a bunch of drugs. Like
yeah.
by no means am I telling anyone
just go
to go do
give
that.
Yourself beans.
Yes,
no, yeah.
But also there's no judgment.
Absolutely.
And I try to tell my clients all the time, like there's no judgment here.
Yeah.
Like. Maybe I judge you when I leave the room,
yeah,
but
yeah.
here in the space when yeah. we're trying to find the route that is best for you,
yeah.
then let's just find it.
Yeah.
I really love to ask, so I do have people who will have the same like communication pattern.
Yeah.
And it's like, we are going nowhere.
Yeah.
And you know, they might get into the same argument over and over again.
Yeah.
And they might break up, make up, break up,
yeah.
make up.
I went through that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like I still go through it. But I think one of the main things is like, the most frustrating thing living with myself is recognizing there's an issue.
Yeah.
And then not I don't know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you talk to your girlfriend or you talk to your friend and she's just like, she'll listen, she'll give you some tips and pointers. And another thing is like talking to your family members.
Mm-hmm.
But a mental health professional, it's so different because of the non-judgment space, because of the, like you have that, you have enough resources, education, training, wisdom to say, this is what I do all day long. This is what's worked. Try this and try this. And so we continually try it because there's no, you know, if you're an addict to food, porn, drugs, gambling, gossiping, workaholic, whatever it is, like no one's there to judge your poison. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their poison, right?
Yeah, and so
When we become, you know, when we start to kind of heal and move past that, we don't know what we don't know. And so professionals like yourself are super helpful. And I'm so glad that you offer your services online to do all of those things to the people.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about once we're aware of them and we're trying to break these bad habits and we're trying to, what, you know, it's frustrating. Like I said, it's like we're in our own jail. We could see ourselves, you know, living that life or almost there.
Yeah.
And again, one step forward, two steps back. It is the most frustrating thing. So I want to believe that you don't want to continue suffering in that cycle.
Right.
I would say. Or to some extent, you do subconsciously. Otherwise, like if your hand is on fire, you will move it.
Sometimes,
right?
Yeah.
Well, you should, yeah, maybe sometimes.
Hopefully.
Maybe 99% of the time. So to some extent, we are okay with self-sabotage because it is a comfort zone, right?
Yeah, so let's take, for instance, someone who came from middle class, they went to college, they, you know, graduated, not top of their class, but also not bottom of their class, just kind of in the middle there, and they get into a job field, and they get just to a certain point in that job, and then they're, for whatever reason, you know, maybe their parents didn't push them hard enough. Maybe they're scared of achievement. Maybe they, something in them is like, well, it's not safe if I go beyond the level.
I can't
level.
Be seen, perhaps.
Sure.
Being seen is the thing. Don't be a show off. Be
right.
Be humble.
Be humble.
Yeah,
sit down, you know. So they might get to a point in that job. And then for whatever reason, they start showing up late or they miss multiple deadlines or they just don't like someone at their company.
Yeah.
And so that cycle of self-sabotage, and that might happen over multiple different jobs where this person is very good at what they do. They, you know, whatever industry it might be, it could be finance.
We're fancy here.
It could be they're a consultant. It could be that they work in accounting or they're even like an administrative assistant or something to that effect. And they'll get to a point in their job. Maybe they are on, maybe they're on the short list to get a promotion, and they're like, something in them is like, that's too much, and so they'll start that cycle of, oh, I'm gonna start showing up late, or I don't like that person over there. They don't like me. So now there's this tension creating a hostile work environment.
Like they need to be in chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's too calm, it's too quiet.
Right, there is, they're being seen too much.
Yeah.
And so that's just an example of how self-sabotage can come into play where you have an opportunity for upward mobility. And so having a third party, whether it's a mental, like an actual therapist or a coach or a friend who's really good at supporting growth, is to say, hey, I noticed this. Hey, I noticed that.
Like a pattern.
Yeah, I'm noticing this pattern. And do you notice it? Do you like it?
Yeah.
And then I really love this question. What seems reasonable? I'm like, what seems reasonable for you?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to be on that short list, how do you communicate? I don't want to be on that short list. I'm good with where I am right here.
Yeah.
And that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Then once you come to that realization, of course, this is just an example, but once you come to that realization of I'm okay here, then you'll start showing up on time. Or that person over there, you're like, oh, their family member is in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, their personal life is just getting to them. And so that tension I'm picking up on isn't towards me. It's just about their life. Yeah. And then you're going to start hitting your deadlines again.
Yeah.
So as you're saying, that awareness piece can solve all the problems.
Yeah.
And what if it doesn't? So then you want to start talking about, well, okay, how can I reconcile?
Yeah.
I am getting that upward trajectory, like that upward mobility in my job, and I don't want it.
Yeah.
So then what is it that you do want?
Yeah.
That's the hard part, is figuring out.
What you do want.
What is it that you want?
Clarity is key.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity is key. And I found out, because I used to do these things, right? And I would, you know, create an argument or something. Mm-hmm. It was just, why, you know, why?
Mm-hmm.
But it was my insecurities. I don't deserve this. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, an insecurity or worthiness or all these different factors, like you said, they're very different. It's
right.
Not just a one size fits all.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, do you want this? You know, I had a coach and she says, do you want this? And I said, yes. She's like, well, why do you keep doing that? And I was like, click. And I was kidding. I said, well, I don't know, you know. She said, well, write it out. I'm like, oh. So, you know,
right.
A coach like yourself, like myself, we like write these things down and then it comes out and you sit there and you start to go, why? Why? And I think, you know, I do this and I'm sure I, with myself, and I've done it with a handful of clients, but we've gone into 7 whys.
Oh, wow.
Why? I mean, max, you know, usually I'll hit it about 5. They'll hit it about 5.
Uh-huh.
And so that aha moment needs to come from them.
Right.
Otherwise, they're just hearing the noise,
mm-hmm.
and they already got 50 tabs open in their brain,
mm-hmm.
and it's falling upon deaf ears. It needs to become clarity from within in order to stop that.
Right.
And even if you don't change those habits immediately, within the next 12 months, you're more aware.
Right.
And then the following year, you start to seek help or implement. And then the following year. And so these things take so much time.
Yes.
You know, so like when they say, hey, give me tips or tricks, what do I do? And nothing is permanent. Groceries aren't. You eat a beautiful dinner, and guess what? The next day, you're hungry for dinner again.
Right.
You take a shower, you got to take a shower again.
Yeah.
You go to the spa, you got to get another massage in some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything needs maintenance. Our cars, our bodies,
right.
our insides, our minds. And that's why I'm so thankful for therapists like yourself and mental health professionals that are able to really guide people and help people do that. So if we just did kind of like a recap, we would do identifying self-sabotaging behaviors, recognizing when you're, you know, if you're unhappy, is this because I'm forcing myself to do something I really don't want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I wanting to do this, but I lack belief or trust in myself or seeing the reason?
Yeah,
as best as you can.
Right.
And I find that I get an answer when I'm like driving. So like
mm-hmm.
I'll drive somewhere and I'll sit outside, like where I'm from, Arizona. We have a lot of trails and mountains, just mountains. And so I'll drive, and just in that quiet time, you know, I'll get there and I just sit there with like a little journal and I'll write stuff out, or I'll have a good conversation with somebody, and then I'll just sit quietly or drive mm-hmm. quietly, and I just get a lot of the answers.
Yeah, you're from a different generation.
I'm millennial, you know,
yeah.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah, and but. So what you're hitting on is calming, allowing your brain a sense of calm so that it can continue to process.
Because I don't want that anymore. But I made that decision. I feel like I'm suffering mm-hmm. when I'm not advancing.
Yeah.
But before I would stay busy and, mm-hmm. and go out and just be on socials and just chaotic.
Yeah.
Look for drama friends or always gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
because that was
entertainment
distraction.
Cycle. The cycle. Yeah. Just if you just keep scrolling, you can't. People aren't able to sit in the fact that they're not where they want to be in their job. Mm-hmm. If you keep scrolling and watching Netflix, watching, you know, all those different YouTubes.
And I love Netflix. I love Netflix. I will binge, but I know when I'm like, what are you avoiding?
Get up, yeah, out, what are you avoiding? What doesn't feel good? And so really the whole work is getting comfortable with discomfort. Like that's like my whole thing is like, How can I help you mm-hmm. get comfortable being uncomfortable?
Yeah. I think, and if you guys, you know, you guys can always email me. You can always connect with her. I'm going to give you her website. But I think there's no set pattern, right? And maybe mm-hmm. didn't come to watch this today to hear that, but there's just no definitive one thing fix all, but we could give you three takeaways, you know. So identifying it is most certain one of them, looking at those patterns, and then deciding you want to make a change. So reaching out to somebody, and if they want to do it on their own, like at least sit down, mm-hmm. you know, writing it out. What's another way people can kind of get that clarity? Like, do I want this in your?
Yeah. So reading books, even if it's fictional books, nonfiction, I mean, it's your preference, but just reading books or listening to books, feeding your brain in the way that you want it to be fed. So your information diet, basically. So are you surrounding yourself with this entertainment on social media, or are you feeding yourself stories that have positive outcomes?
Yes. Yeah. That's a big thing. We just dropped a podcast, I believe, this month for Women's History Month, International Women's Month. And one of the things was discussing wins, right?
Yeah.
And I think we're always like, go, 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 go. And that can, I'm not sure that's a form of self-sabotage. Just go, 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 mm-hmm. and you don't celebrate the little wins.
Right, exactly, yeah. Being on that rat race, being in that wheel, because you can't stay on it forever. There has to be
some nourishment.
Yeah, there has to be some nourishment, some sustenance. And so there's so many different forms of self-sabotage. Like, there are so many different forms that I personally don't even know them all, because they're subtle sometimes. Mm. Sometimes people don't even realize that they are self-sabotaging and hurting themselves by continuing a behavior or action. And like you said, you don't know what you don't know. And so they may not even know that it's harming them. And when I say harming, I don't mean like, you know, getting them a step closer to death or serious bodily injury. Yeah. I just mean like harming as far as keeping them in a space where they are feeling those more negative emotions.
Yeah.
Self-sabotage and being in those cycles just keeps you at this level of discontent.
Yeah.
And some people are just like, well, that's just life. Life is supposed to be awful. But no, life can actually be very joyful.
Yeah,
life can be very happy and satisfying. And so, like you said, bringing awareness to some of these patterns.
For sure.
And the way to do that is to be in communion with someone, to talk with others and allow them to see what your life looks like so that they can say, hey, that is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you. Like, that's how you like to live your life. And also, I don't think that's good for you.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's a real friend, you know?
Right.
A lot of times we don't want to hurt our friends' feelings mm-hmm. or things like that. But, you know, I have a handful, very small group where mm-hmm. we can say, can I ask you something? And they'll approach me. They'll say, honey, can I ask you something? And and I appreciate them for that. And there's this wonderful book, if, you know, you did want to read something. It's called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And there is something called the upper limit belief. So ULB. And we went to a conference and we got the book, and it's a quick read. You can read it like in a day, right? So just a little book. And in one of those cases, it showed how this man was going to sell this multi-million-dollar tech company, right? Maybe a million company, but he ended up sabotaging it because he started nitpicking. Well, I want these vacation days. Mm-hmm. I have to stay on board. I want this. And so he ended up selling it for much less.
Yep.
And, you know, the reason was I didn't feel comfortable with that amount of money, which is a whole nother topic.
Oh, yeah.
But, but you know, these are things that, that happen. You know, money's evil. Money has this. In order to have money, you have to be this person, this person, this person. Mm-hmm. Oh, those people, they're all full of themselves.
Right.
And all these different types of conversations, you know. And essentially what happens is the people who are, I don't know if you guys follow, but I love Keith Lee. He's a TikToker, and he goes around and he tries foods from all kinds of different restaurants.
Oh, yes, I've seen,
love him.
So
everyone in the comments is like, we made the right person famous. And it's like, absolutely. So he'll go in to a local mom and pop shop. Their lines are out of the door, and he rates them so they trust their stuff. Like none things on my channel, nothing is ever like sponsored or paid without me actually trying it first. So I have tried Jasmine first, and that's why, so that's why I brought her on, because she's the real deal. My life has changed so much because of it. And so the same thing goes with Keith Lee. He's in there and he tries these foods and he will rate it like, this is not for me, or I'm not a sweets person. Mm-hmm. You may like it. But then on the other scale, he's very frank. He's very transparent.
Yeah.
And so he builds that trust with people. Long story short, he's created this opportunity where he'll tip them like $1,000 or $2,000. And so the staff will, you know, they'll split it. On top of that, the free branding that comes with it, because people just trust his work. So he's made, I don't know his financial status, but you know, he's made enough money for himself. And so people are like, we made the right person famous. So when we had that narrative that money is this, I think money makes people more of who they are. So the power makes people more of who they are.
It can.
So they can be generous and giving, or they can be what they are. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't change them. I think it just enhances them, sure.
Right, yeah. I've come across quite a few. I mean, I've worked with lots of different people. I also, I had a life before I was a mental health, before I was in the mental health industry. And what's really interesting is that I have met really affluent, like very, they do very well for themselves. Yeah. They either own their own business, they're in the financial industry and made really good investments, or they're trust fund babies or whatever the case is. And I've met both sides of, oh, wow, they're so humble. Like, I would have never thought that they were, you know, worth millions of dollars. Yeah. And then I've met the ones where it's like, you are a snake in sheep's clothing. What is going on?
Yeah,
and of course, there's no like, I don't have any judgment. I don't take it personally. I'm like, as long as I still have food on my table, the way that these people live their lives is fine.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, that narrative that happens.
Yeah.
And also, on that note of, you know, business owners who get that opportunity to sell their business and then the deal falls through for whatever reason, sometimes the deal really just does fall through. Mm-hmm. And you know maybe the loan didn't come through, or maybe, you know, just something happened, a better deal came along, whatever. There's also like, the business was that founder's baby, you know. Started it from the ground up. There's all that sentimental value.
There is.
And so there's another form of self-sabotage of, I could get out of this.
Yeah.
And also, but I created this.
Oh, this
How
is
do
hitting
I
home.
Let go?
This is hitting home for sure. Are you reading my diary?
Okay. I'm not, I promise.
No. This is, it's real. Like, I have bottlenecked my business, the marketing agency. And I started to get out of it, but it's been like 5 years that I'm trying to, get out of it. And this year we just... over time we've grown our team. So there's about 40 of us.
Wow.
Yeah, so the marketing agency, we work all over. We do all kinds of different, you know, from small business to contracts and just different opportunities like that. But I certainly had to fire myself, I guess, in a way. So if you are on that loop, it is valid. That is your baby. That is your control. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Nobody is going to take care of it like you, because it's your business. It's not their business.
Exactly.
Unless you give them maybe some buy-in. But even then, nobody's going to run it. So kind of dropping a little bit of those expectations and seeing mm-hmm. what can I do with what I have. That's right. really a big, that's yeah. been a huge
What seems help. Reasonable.
What seems reasonable. That's your takeaway.
Yeah.
So we're going to hashtag that all week, all month for the rest of Women's Month. What seems reasonable.
Yes.
But yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of different personalities. There's a lot of different mm-hmm. peoples. There's a lot of different ways to hold ourselves back.
Right.
And beating yourself up is not going to help move mm-hmm. you forward. Talking to yourself in a loving way. I realize saying something like, oh, I'm doing this to keep myself safe. Instead of holding myself back, I'm like, right. I'm scared. And I don't want to be scared because jumping to the next level is scary.
Yes.
It's unstable financially when you're raising two children on your mm-hmm. own, right? And so you have a lot of these different things. Or I grew up in, you know, kind of a poor way that I don't want to go back to that. How can I be safe?
Right.
So financial instability, yeah. Emotional instability, because I go crazy if things aren't, you
yeah.
know, I just
and
do.
What you're talking about is breaking those generational yeah. patterns of sabotage.
Yeah.
excuse me.
Are they not all generational to some extent?
No.
No, right?
There's no, right? Yeah, as yeah. much, oh my goodness. I wish that I could blame some of my bad yeah. habits on like my parents and my ancestors, those like my grandparents, yeah. like those who came before me. But at a certain point, yeah. you know, the human brain fully develops after the age of 25. Like
yeah.
at 25,
yeah, the full
we are all
frontal.
There, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, maybe I could have gotten away when I was 21 and like, oh, it's your fault.
Yeah.
At a certain point, yeah. taking that self-responsibility,
correct.
That's really hard.
Accountability
is so
hard.
It's so yeah. hard. But those the patterns of, well, we've always been poor. You know, yeah. we've always, you know, my family has always been poor. I yeah. look back at all these generations yeah. and I'm doing something totally different.
Yeah. Yep,
and
yep.
so there is that fear that you're yeah. talking about of, wow, I am trying to do something that no one before me has done.
Yeah.
It's scary. And also, you don't have a blueprint for it.
There's no blueprint. And you, I mean, as far as like navigating entrepreneurship, you know, being one of the mm-hmm. first ones, and it's like, I want to please them and love. And then there's a point where I'm just like, I'm just going to do what I need to do. And so that gets easier and you just start leaping yourself off more yeah. and just running and throwing yourself off cliffs and
yeah.
just realizing you're going to fly.
Right, right.
And so you keep going and going and it just becomes exhilarating.
Right.
So you got to chill with that too. Otherwise you're just becoming an adrenaline
yeah.
junkie. But
like a high, like you get yeah. on the high of success.
Challenge, and, yeah.
Right,
you
yeah.
just don't know when to stop. You need to chill with that too. I'm like, I got to go home. I got to, you know, I'm just doing everything. But I mean, you find a way to love life because you found the code to life. Mm-hmm. And that's the autonomy in using all that, especially if you're like the black sheep, you may just be misguided. You may not have that blueprint.
Right.
So surrounding
right.
yourself with friends or people online or different types of things or like, this is normal to do this or this might be dangerous or yeah, it's a risk, but you know, is it reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
What are you asking?
Yeah, what seems reasonable?
What seems reasonable?
Uh-huh.
And so in my experience, I do a lot of unreasonable things sometimes, not a lot, but I've done some unreasonable things and they've worked and some have not.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, can I stay with you, Mom? Like, I have like really put myself, you know, in those places, but I've learned like, okay, I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to trust myself. That really helps with your confidence
right.
and that really helps stop self-sabotage because there's like a self-love when I'm like, okay, I got me no matter what,
right.
and this is what I'm going
yeah.
to do. And you start to speak up. And so if I had to choose one thing to combat it versus dwelling on what it is and how, you know, self-sabotaging I am and how I keep doing this, I'm going to counter it with something good, right? So
yeah.
if I hear crappy media, well, I'm going to go watch Daily Dose of Animals or something on TikTok. And I'm going to,
yeah.
like, counter it because just as much as there's bad and crap and evil and, you know, the snakes and... what do you call them?
Sheep
and wool
clothing. Uh-huh.
There's also generous people. There's also loving
right.
people. There's
yeah.
also a supportive people. There's also a network of people who are living their best life and who, if you ask them for something, they're like, absolutely. And
right.
when I started asking business owners, you know, hey, could I do this? They're like, yes, here's this resource.
Right.
Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so switching
that
up.
Yeah, that's surprising. Like, it is surprising. I mean, I know this, but for some of you who haven't experienced the kindness of people in the world, it is like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that I could ask for help, or I didn't know that I could get additional support, or
without being laughed at or mocked or scoffed at.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my main, like, you know, or, that is to me, I don't know why it's so triggering. I'll have to work on that, but I have to see. It's definitely.
Right. Yeah. Someone questioning you.
What are you doing that for?
Right.
And sometimes I've learned to have compassion that that's their insecurity. Mm-hmm. And they're basically saying, how cool, how did you do that? I'm scared to do something so different. Mm-hmm. And it's very rare that you're going to find somebody that says, wow, you got some courage. I wish I had that courage. Very, very, very rare for someone to say that. So to come off kind of like a bad, candid compliment or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I've used that to just be compassionate. And be like, oh, they're going through it. I was there. I was that miserable person. I was that hater. I was that doubter. I was that, you know, I was so unhappy because I thought I had that limit until I pushed past and I realized I didn't. And so that self-sabotaging behavior became smaller and smaller. And I will still do stuff that's like, ugh. And then, you know, but I'm aware of it. It doesn't go away. None of these insecurities for me have gone away. And I don't think they ever will, you know. It's just maintenance on
it. So. Just maintenance, giving it something else to do.
Exactly, countering it. So, thank you so much for being here today. You guys, please go to claritytherapytx.com, book a session, super, super affordable. And if you would like support with any of it, or if you want to ask like a review or opinion, shoot me an email and I'm more than happy to give you a little bit of my experience and how it's helped, you know, looking at doing therapy sessions and things with you, how much that's impacted my life in a lot of different aspects. So, and collectively, right? It's a bunch of different things, but but adding this to my circle, it's really helped. So I just want to give that shout out.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I also want to give some love to podgrowth.co, who are giving us this amazing studio and these lights, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Sarah. And you guys, stay tuned for our next episode coming up. And it falls in line with this series. It is mental health. It is women's health. It is just human health. And I love humans and I love to help. I love all of these things that we talk about because I believe everybody has the right to live a life that they love. And if you believe that, then you're in the right space. Don't forget to check out theandreaeffect.com. You can follow us on listen to us on over 12 different platforms. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and probably somewhere else. I have no idea. X, I think. But I love you guys so much.